3. Watching your mind. Now turn the same clear attention onto the state of your own mind. Whatever state is present, you simply recognize it, without judging it, without trying to fix it in the moment. You just see it. A mind with wanting in it, you know it. A mind free of wanting, you know that too. A mind with anger, known. A mind without anger, known. A mind that's foggy and dull, known. A clear one, known. A scattered mind, known. A gathered, settled one, known. A small, contracted mind, or a wide, open one, known. A shallow mind, or a bottomless one, known. A restless mind, or a still and steady one, known. A trapped mind, or a free one, known. You simply recognize the movements of the mind clearly, watching each state come and go. So you watch the mind as just mind, sometimes from the inside, sometimes as it appears in itself, sometimes both. You watch how a state arises, how it passes, how it arises and passes. You stay aware just enough to keep knowing and seeing clearly, not leaning on anything, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a person watches the mind as just mind.